remember, the last thing. Excuse me. The last thing we discussed was the issue of a chacham who, if a chacham davens, it's chosen to be answered. If a chacham curses someone, even if it's unwarranted, the curse will be fulfilled. If a chacham curses someone on Sinai, even if the Sinai is absent, it'll be fulfilled. Case of Shmuel and Eli, right? Okay. The next line, the Gemara, is literally the first word on your elephant base. Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Nidui al Tnai Tsarich Hapara. So in a similar vein, Nidui which was done al Tnai, Tsarich, it requires Hapara. What's a Nidui? Okay. Broadly speaking, it's a Cherem. Right? A Cherem is when the community basically declares somebody to be persona non grata. Right? So you can't do business with them. You can't help them with anything. You can't get any benefit. They can't help you. You can't do business with them. You can't sit within Arba Amis of that person.
How serious is this?
That's serious.
Because, like, when people put books in fair, everyone reads them.
I think that this manner is there is no Bezdin which has the samchus to pull this particular trick. But in theory, it's completely serious. Okay, to the point that if you threaten someone with chirim, if they don't do something and then they do it, that's considered that they didn't do it on their own free will. With, you know, all the nafkamins of that statement in whatever the case may be. Right? Okay, so. And you do it if it's done al Sinai, even if it was done al Sinai, and the implication is if the Sinai was not fulfilled, you still need to do a hapara, right? It's that the Bezdin still needs to say, no, we don't want to put that person in harem.
What about Teshgef Bavera? Is it considered as if he's done it, or he didn't have free choice?
I don't think Bezdin would make someone do an Avera with. I think that would make them not a kasher bezdin. Okay. I don't know if it's relevant to Shliach of the Varavera, but I do think that they would not be a kasher bezdin, and therefore, among everything else, absolutely unable to put anybody in cherem. Okay, fine. So dichzi minalan. How do we know? It's Yehuda. We learn it from Yehuda. Dichzi, as we have in the pasuk, im lo have yosiv elecha vegoimer. If I had not brought him right to you, Begoimer, where's that pasuk from? No, who knows where the pasuk's from? Where in Chumash is that pasuk appear? What story? So Yehuda says to Yaakov, right, if I don't bring Binyamin back to you, it'll be my fault and whatever. I had a whole series. Yeah. Sorry?
It's in Devarim.
Bereishis Mem Gimel, but I was like, that Pasuk is not in Bereishis. It's not in Devarim. But, okay, fine. So, right, the case is... right, so the case is a case of... Where Yehuda says, if I don't bring him to you, then I will die in this world, I will die in the world to come. The famous exegesis of Chazal on that pasuk, which is brought by Rashi over there, right? The Amara Shmuel Ben Nachmani, and Rabbi Shmuel Ben Nachmani explains, Amar Rabbi Yonason, in the name of Rabbi Yonason, my dichsiv, why does it say Yechiruven Ba'al Yamais, Reuven should live and he should not die, right? The Gomer Vezois Lihuda, and this will be for Yehuda. Kol Eisan Mem Shana. Shahayu Yisrael Ben Midbar.
That's
Meisav Shal
Yehuda.
That's the second pasuk. Yechiru Ben Val Yamos is in. It's certainly in Devarim. Where in Devarim is it? Sorry. Where? Which parasha is that in? The Bezeis Bracha. You don't know the parasha of Sivat Torah. Okay. Fine. All those 40 years, Shai Yisrael b'Midbar, Yisrael were wandering around in the desert. At Moisav shel Yehuda hayu megulgalim ba'aron. Yehuda's bones were rolling around in the Aron, right? Ad she'amad Moshe, until Moshe Rabbeinu stood, uvikesh alav rachamim, and requested rachamim for Yehuda. Meaning, even though Yehuda brought Binyamin back to Yahweh, right, the curse still happened, right? He was still in Chirim, and he need until Moshe Rabbeinu dealt with the problem, right, in Bezeit Bracha. Amar lefana Rabbeinu Shalolam mi garam uruven sheyodel Yehuda. He said, Ribbono shel Olam, who caused Reuven to admit when he did something wrong? Right? Yehuda did. There's a Vizayis Yehuda. Shma Hashem kol Yehuda. This Yehuda did. So that's Vizayis Yehuda. And this should be for Yehuda. Hear God, the voice of Yehuda. When Yehuda davens, you should listen. Right? Al evare lefsafa. Right. His bones sort of reconnected. Apparently, the bones had disconnected. That's what it means. They were rolling around in his coffin. So his bones sort of reconnected and formed a skeleton. Right. And and until then, I suppose what it means. Until then, he couldn't come into the yeshiva in Shamayim. And after Moshe Rabbeinu requested rachamim for him, he could come into the yeshiva in Shamayim. Right? Ve'ela moitev yenu, and to his nation you will bring him. Loi have kayada le mishkal umitrach b'shmaisa b'hadei rabbanon. Right? He didn't know how to, because he hadn't been there the whole time, he didn't know how to learn like all the other people in the yeshiva knew how to learn, right? So, Yadav Rav Loi, his hands are, I suppose, great for him, right? Loi have yada lefaruki kushya, he didn't know how to answer questions. Ve'ezer mitzarav tihyeh, and he should be a help from his enemies. He should receive aid when fighting against their enemies. Meaning, even though Yehuda had been set behind and hadn't learned in yeshiva with all of his brothers for all those years, right? When they were learning in yeshiva in Shamayim, he wasn't learning with them because he was in Chirim, because he put himself in Chirim. Even so, right, Moshe Rabbeinu requested that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give him special help so he would be able to catch up, basically. They asked. Where we're getting back to discussing the Mishnah. Remember we mentioned three or maybe four Kohanim that if they die, right, the Ritzach Mishgoga will come back to his home. Right? So, do you need all of them say, or just one of them? That's the question that we're asked. Tashma nigmar dinoy beloikon gadol eino yotzi misham lo'ilam ve'im yisa lihader bedahanach v'deleika. So it says, if you should learn it, wait, if he was convicted and sent to the Golos, when there is no Kohen Gadol, the Mishnah said that he will never come back. Now, the Gemara says straight away, if he can come back with any one of those three or maybe one of those four, then he should be able to come back with one of them. Why does it say he'll never come back if there's no Kohen Gadol? It must be that you need all of them, right? That's what the Gemara says, and it says no. Really, that means that there's the other two Kohanim, meaning a Kohen She'avar or a Merubah Godim are not there, and only. There's only a Kohen Gadol. It's a case. The Gemara is saying that if there's no Kohen Gadol, he won't be able to ever come back. And there's no Kohen Gadol, when he's convicted, he will never be able to come back because there's no other Kohen who can bring him back. Right? It's very mistaber, as in how many times does a Kohen She'avar Mishukhoso is a very unusual event. And a Mashuach Milchama certainly could not, it couldn't happen at all in Beis Sheni. And in Beis Rishon, it was also probably very unusual.
Meaning if there's no Kohen Gadol, there's no way of saying it.
Then he'll never come back, yeah. If there's no Kohen Gadol when he's convicted, he will never come back. So the Mishnah said, we learned it yesterday, right? The Gemara is asking, do you need all of these people to come back? And it says, the fact that there's no Kohen Gadol, he can't come back, it sounds like you need all of them, that otherwise one of the others would be good enough. one of the other people who is a Kohen Gadol is like Kohen Gadol. The answer they give is no. It means that there was only a Kohen Gadol. There wasn't a Kohen Sha'ar Mim Shechusai. There was only one Kohen Gadol. There wasn't both a Kohen Mashiach and a Merov of Gadim. There was only one person. So then, if he's not there, then there's nobody. Right, which is the normal case. Right, these sort of substitute Kohanim Golem or semi Kohanim Golem are all very unusual. Okay, fine. Mishnah. Mishnah Nigmar Gdino Meiz Kohen Gadol Hareze in a Gola. If after the time that he's convicted, but before he can go into Golos, before he manages to go into Golos, right, the Kohen Gadol dies, then he just doesn't go into Golos. He's Pater. Right, he doesn't have to. The reason why is obvious, because theoretically, he's already sentenced to Golos, he's already in Golos, the Goel Adam can already kill him from the second the sentence is passed, right? The fact that the Kohen Gadol died 5 minutes later, okay, that's good luck. And how would the Rambam say he got kapara? He got lucky. He didn't need as much kapara, I don't know. Okay. Im ad sheloi nigmar dinoi meis kohen gadol umanach amanuach cheret atav lachar mikhe nigmar dinoi choyzer b'mitzaseh shel sheini. If the kohen gadol who was the kohen gadol when the trial started died, and then they chose a new kohen gadol, and then his trial was completed, then he'll come back when the second one dies. The first one's irrelevant, right? The important kohen gadol for his purposes is the one who's around when his trial is finished. Okay. Nigmar dinoi beloi kohen gadol. If his trial is finished, then there is no kohen gadol at all. Ve'ahoyri kohen gadol, somebody who murders a kohen gadol. Ve'kohen gadol sheharag, a kohen gadol who himself killed someone, right? Eino yotze misham la'olam. He will never ever be able to come back from the Irmiklat. Ve'eino yotze le'edus mitzvah, and he doesn't come out for an edus mitzvah. So say he sees the new moon, right? And usually when we say that somebody sees a new moon, they're mechuyev to drop everything and go to give edus about that fact. Even if Shabbos, doesn't matter, Yom Tov, Yom Kippurim, you can't see it, but like, whatever, it doesn't matter what's going on, you drop everything immediately and come to give edus in Beis Din that you saw the new moon, right? So, right, he will not leave the Yomiklat for that reason, right? V'leil edus mamon, and not to give edus if he knows that somebody, I don't know, borrowed money. So he can't give edus on that topic either. He can't leave the Yomiklat for that purpose. The loyal edus nefashos, not even to if he knows somebody's chayav misa, a murderer and he's chayav misa, he can't leave the Yomiklat to give edus under no circumstances. Ve'afilu Yisrael tzrichin lo, and even if the Jews need him, they really really need him. He's a very important person. It doesn't make a difference. He can't leave. Ve'afilu sar tzvav Yisrael Yisrael ki Yoav ben Tzruya, and even if he is the defense minister, like Yoav ben Tzruya was for David HaMelech, a great general, and they really needed him, he was the only one who could win the battles. It doesn't make a difference. Right, Eino Yotze Misham Le'olam. He can never ever leave the Yirmiklat. Sheneemar Asher Nas Shama, that he should, because the Chazal says that he will flee there. Sham Tehei Dira, so there he will live. Sham Tehei Misa, so there he will die. Sham Tehei Kevura, so there he will be buried. The Rara will qualify the last one in a minute. Besh Keshem Sheha'ir Kolete Eskach Tmua Kolet. Just like the ear, right, the city itself protects him from the Goel Adam, right? So too, there's an area around the city which is like belongs to the city, where the fields and stuff of the city are, that also protects him from the Goel Adam.
Is he never allowed to go out those field boundaries then?
What?
Is he never allowed to go out those field boundaries then?
Never.
So if his family wanted to see him, they have to come to him?
Yes, he can never ever leave.
That's lovely.
And he killed someone, so it's hard for him to complain.
Is there near Miklat on the beach?
No.
I feel like if they would, it would be quite a popular one.
Reitzeach sheyatza chutz l'tchum, a reitzeach who left the area of his Yirmiklat, umetza'oi goel hadam, and the goel hadam found him. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer mitzvah biyad goel hadam versus biyad kol hadam. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says there is a mitzvah on the goel hadam to kill him in such a circumstance, and anybody else who kills him is allowed to. If they want it again, if they don't want to, they don't like his hairstyle, okay, I'll kill him. Right? Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, no, Rishus Biyad Goel Adam, your Goel Adam is allowed to. He doesn't have a mitzvah to do so, but he's allowed to. Right? V'chol Adam, and here we have a Girsa problem. Kol Adam Chayavin Alav, the Mishnah says in our Girsa. Right? Every person, any other person other than the Goel Adam who kills him, will be Chayav Misa. Now the truth is, probably the correct gersa of the Mishnah. Suddenly the gersa that most Rishonim have is Ein Chayav Nalav, meaning it's aser for anybody else to kill him, but a Gal Adam is mutter. For everybody else it's aser, but if they do, they're not Chayav Nisa. Okay. My Taima, what's the reason for all this? Amar Abaya Kalva Chomer, there is a Kalva the first din, the din that if the Kohen Gadol dies immediately, then he doesn't have to go into Kalas at all, right? Amar Abaya Kalva Chomer, there's a Kalva Chomer. Uma Misha Gala Kvar Yatsa Achshav. Umisha Gala Eino Din Shaloi Yigle. So the Gemara says the Kalva Chomer. If the guy who actually went to the Yir Mikla, he actually went to the Gullus, right? He's allowed to come back when the Kohen Gadol dies. How much more so somebody who didn't go into Gullus doesn't have to leave, right? That's the Kalva Chomer, where he is now, his home. That's the idea. The Gemara says the Kalva Chomer, right? Just if somebody who actually left already is allowed to come back, then Kalva Chomer, somebody who didn't leave, doesn't have to. Right, he can just stay there. Right, that's the Kalva Chomer. Whereas, the Dilma Haide Gala Ichberle, the Haide Le Gala Loi. So the Gemara immediately asks, "But wait, that doesn't make sense. Maybe the person who went to the Gullus, he got a kapara. He went into Gullus. The guy who didn't go into Gullus, he didn't get any kapara. So maybe he should go into Gullus anyway, right? Not a good Kalva Chomer. The answer, the Gemara answers, Midi Gullus Kamichapras." Do you think that Gullus is what's mechaper? That Gullus is what atones for a sin? No. The Kohen Gadol dying is what atones for a sin. Fascinating, Mara. I would not have said that. Okay. Im ad shaloi nigmar dinoi. If before he's convicted, right, the Kohen Gadol dies. Manahane Mili, where did all those chalachis come from? Amar Rav Kahana, Damar Krava, Yashav Va, Ad Moisa Kohen Gadol, Asher Mashach, Ezeb Shemin HaKodesh. So, Rav Kahana said, the pasuk says, that he will sit in that city, right, until the Kohen dies, that he, presumably the Ratzeach, anointed with the holy oil. Remember, we said the Kohen Gadol is ideally anointed with the Shem of the Mishkan, at least up until the days of Yeshayahu, right? So, until that Kohen dies, he should sit there. So he says, "Vechi hu moishchoi." Is it the Rotzeach who really put oil on the head of the Kohen Gadol? That makes no sense, right? You don't pick Rotzeachim to do things like that. Ella zeshe nimshach biyamav. No, it must be that one who was anointed while he was while it was relevant to him, right? After it, while he was anointed before he was convicted. So may have le me'avad. What was the Kohen meant to do? Why is the Kohen's fault? Why does the Kohen have to die for him? Says the Gemara. Haya lo levakish rachamim sheigmor dinoi lizchus v'lo bikesh. So what was the Kohen Gadol? What was the Kohen Gadol meant to do? Right? It wasn't his fault that the guy killed, right? He wasn't even the Kohen Gadol when the guy actually committed the murder, so why is he now being treated as though he's chayav for it? So the answer is no, he should have davened for the guy that he would be found innocent, that he would not be sent to the Golos. And he didn't daven hard enough, therefore it's his, he gets it.
But if he was guilty, it doesn't matter how time, why would the Kohen Gadol...
We always have a preference that we don't want to convict people if we don't have to. You have to, but you don't want to have to. Remember that Maurice on the first page.
It's the Kohen Gadol's fault now that he was convicted. It's not the Kohen Gadol's fault.
No, the Kohen Gadol didn't daven hard enough, as I said. The Kohen Gadol's job is to daven that people shouldn't be getting into trouble.
But he did it before the Kohen Gadol was even anointed.
But later, but it's not an automatic process from there. Right? Anyway, that's what the Gemara says. Amar Abaye says Naktina Nigmar Dinoi Vameis Melichin Etzas Meisav Lashan. Abaye says that if he died, if he was convicted, and then he died before he got there, before he got to the city, then they take his bones to the Yermiklat. Right? Dichsiv Lashuv Lashuv Baretz Ad Moisa Kohen Veizu Yeshiva Sheibaretz Avi Emer Zukura. And the pasuk says that he should sit there and settle in the land until the Kohen Gadol dies. Right? What's settling in the land, literally, it must be being buried there. So it'll be buried in the city, in the Yirmikot. We're actually just outside the Yirmikot. Right? Tana, we have a brisa. Meis koidem she meis koin gadol melichin atzmoisav al kivreya voisav. But if he died before the Kohen Gadol died, meaning he got to the Yirmikot, and then he died before the Kohen Gadol died, then they bring his bones back, and he gets buried in his ancestral grave. Right? Dichsiv, as it says, Yashuva Roitzeach el Eretz Achuzasai, that the Roitzeach will return to the land of his inheritance, to the land that belongs to his family. Eidahu Yeshiva Sheib Eretz Achuzasai, Aveyamer Zukura. What's the settling in the land of his ancestors? It must be in his inherited land, it must be being buried there. Nigmar Dino Venesa Kohen Ben Grusha Oven Chalutza. What about a case where he was convicted, and then after that, the Kohen Gadol, they found out the Kohen Gadol was a Chalal. Right, remember? His mother was a Grusha, or his mother was a Chalutza, meaning the Kohen Gadol was not a Kohen at all. Right, what did I do? Does that count as the Kohen Gadol dying? That's the question. Pligi Barabi Ami Barabi Yitzchak Nafka. Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka disagreed in this case. Chad Amar Meita Kehuna. One of them said that it's like the Kohen Gadol died. It's just like he died, right?
Definitely.
He was the Kohen Gadol. He's no longer the Kohen Gadol. It's like he died. No, it's as though he was never a Kohen. But we found out that he was never a Kohen Gadol, because he was never a Kohen in the first place. Certainly he was not a Kohen Gadol. It was as though he died when there was no Kohen Gadol there at all. Right, and he'll have to sit in the Irmi Club for the rest of his life. Lema Batuk. Sorry? Again, we're talking about someone who killed someone. Like, he's like, it's important not that much sympathy. Lema Plugs at the Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua Kamiflagi. Right? Maybe they're disagreeing about something that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua really disagreed about already. Whereas they're Amorai, maybe they're actually taking sides in a Machlokes Tanaim. This Nan, as we have in a Braisa, Hayaomir Umakr Balgabeh Mizbeh, when the Dashu Ben Grushoi Ben Chutza. That's how Kohen was standing on the Mizbeh, he was in the middle of bringing a Korban. Right? And then he found out that he was a Ben Grushoi Ben Chutza. Right then. Right? What happens? Rabbi Eliezer and Merkol Korban actually Kripsun. Rabbi Eliezer says, every Korban that he ever brought is possible. Rabbi Yeshua, Makshir, Rabbi Yeshua says no, his korbanos are actually kosher. Even though we now know that he was never a kohen, what he did up until this point was is kosher, right? Mandam Rab Mesa, Rabbi Yeshua, Mandam Rab Batla, Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe the person who says this is no, the kohen Gadol died, is saying like Rabbi Yeshua, that his avoda up until now was a good avoda, right? And the one who says that no, he was never a kohen Gadol at all, is saying like Rabbi Eliezer, who says that none of his avoda was ever really avoda because he wasn't a kohen. So it's it. The Gemara responds: Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer kuli amalo pligi ki pligi aliba de Rabbi Yeshua. Nobody disagrees that Rabbi Eliezer would say batla kehuna, but they might disagree that the Kohen Gadol was never the Kohen Gadol at all, and it's as though the trial happened when there was no Kohen Gadol, right? But maybe they're disagreeing in Rabbi Yeshua, right? Both of them think that what they're saying is, because this was Rabbi Yeshua's psach, that even though he's a halal, all the korbanos that he brought up until this point were kosher. Man Darman Mesa Kirabi Yeshua. Somebody, the person who said that it's as though the Kohen Gadol died, that's exactly like Rabbi Yeshua, right? That seems to be perfectly consistent with what Rabbi Yeshua said, that up until now his korbanos were good, and from now on he's not allowed to bring korbanos anymore, it's not a Kohen, right? Man Darman Batla, and somebody, the person who said that the Kohen, as though there was no Kohen Gadol at all, so how does he stem that with the fact that Rabbi Yeshua said that a Kohen, and who found out he's a Chalal, his korbanos up until this point are actually kosher? So the answer is, Adkan Leikam Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua didn't go this far. Hasam Dixiv Barech Hashem Chaylo Yofol Yadav Yitirtseh Fil Chalal and Shaboy Aval Hacha Fil Rabbi Yeshua Moide. So there, when it comes to the case of the Avoida, right, to make the Avoida kosher, even though he's a Chalal, right, the Pasuk says about Levi, Barech Hashem Chaylo Yofol Yadav Yitirtseh. Hashem should bless, right, the literal translation is he'll bless his troops, right, and he will desire the work of their hands, right? But chaloi sounds a little bit like halal, and so the Gemara is darshaning that afilu halalim shabai, anybody who's a descendant of Aaron HaKohen, even a halal, right, if he does a voida, it's kosher b'di'evet. That doesn't mean he can be Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is an institution. You can only fulfill that role if you're actually a Kohen. And therefore, even though Rabbi Yeshua says in that case, all the avodah he does up to this point was kosher, Rabbi Yeshua will still agree that he was never a Kohen Gadol at all, right? And the end of the trial happened without a Kohen Gadol present. I mean, we don't hold by Rabbi Eliezer, but everybody agrees that Rabbi Eliezer would say Bat Lakahuna. It just happens to be we don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer. They're arguing within Rabbi Yeshua.
I mean, if you were all about Rabbi Eliezer, it's partial to
God. Yes. Put it on the group.